Pray for Shalom. What motivates you to pray? We are instructed to pray at all times with all kinds of prayers and requests, in the Spirit, vigilantly and persistently, for all God's people. Ephesians 6:18. You please God by praying for anything as long as you don't pray with the wrong motive, that of wanting to indulge your own desires. James 4:3. There are many scriptures that include suggestions of what to pray, and some are a bit more than suggestions. Do you regularly pray for Jerusalem? Does your church include a weekly call to raise Israel and her people in prayer for peace and reconciliation with God? Do you have feelings of love for the Jews? They were and still are the chosen people. Does that make you care about their salvation? Or jealous that God chose them? By choosing the smallest group of people and then holding open adoptions, God is able to show how he turns everything upside down and cannot be stopped. It's silly to feel anything but love for them, because if you gave your heart to Jesus, you were adopted into the family and have, by all rights, become a Jew yourself through the Father's adoption process. Besides that, there's a promise of blessing if you are faithful in that prayer. Pray for shalom, peace, in Yerushalayim, Jerusalem. May those who love you prosper. Psalm 122:6. Do you already feel prosperous enough? Not yet? Does a prayer that promises you blessing motivate you to remember it? Are you able to muster up thankfulness in your heart toward the smallest civilized people group, the family that God adopted you through? Post a reminder somewhere until it feels natural. For the sake of my family and friends, I say, Shalom be within you. Psalm 122:8. If you're a believer, remember, the struggle is real. We all need prayer that comes from the heart.